from Vitale and get two shots here. 6:53 to play here in the opening quarter. White short with the first free throw off the front of the rim. It's 2-0 Northern. Sarah has the only basket of the game here. There's a second free throw coming now. And that one is off the front of the rim, off the heel and down. So White has all 3 points, 3-0 Northern. 6:50 still to play here in the opening quarter. And here's a steal by White. Picks off the pass at midcourt, right to the basket, lays it up and lays it in. 5 for Sarah White, 5-0 Northern. Garavaglia brings it up court. Tries to dribble by Shagney, gets a good screen there. Garavaglia trying to get to the basket, and she'll lay it up and lay it in. Slashing off the wing there very aggressively. That'll make it 5-2. Adair the other way for Riley Shagney, and then back out top for Madison Adair. Off on the wing, Riley Shagney lobs into the post again to White. They've got something there, fires off the glass. That won't go. This time it's rebounded by Dixon. She'll give it up to Garavaglia, and she'll get it up very quickly to Vermiglio and then get it back. Garavaglia leaves it outside now for Wachowski. Now they'll swing it back around on the right wing to Garavaglia. And then back into the wing. A left wing three-pointer there from Wachowski is not close, and it's rebounded by White. Gives it up to Adair and then gets it back on the left wing. They'll go right wing, Riley Shagney. She'll fire for three, and that's right down the middle. Riley Shagney with a three-pointer, and it's 8-2 Huskies here early on. Garavaglia brings it up for Chippewa Valley. Gives it off to Vermiglio. On the left wing, lobs inside, deflected, saved by Dixon. Three-point try off the right wing is a little long from Garavaglia. Rebounded by Coppinger. Here come the Huskies on the run now. White lobs it out top to Adair, and she's going to reset things. They'll run a play. Now Allie Shagney. Left wing corner to Sarah White, and then back out top to Allie. And she'll give it back to Madison Adair. Very patient here from Northern. Nearing the halfway point of the first quarter, they're up 8-2. Riley Shagney sends it back across for Coppinger. Off to the side of the basket on the baseline. Guarded by Dixon. And going to get called here for 5 seconds. Turnover by Northern. With 4:21 to go here in the opening quarter. Garavaglia will bring it up here. Off on the wing for Vermiglio. Sends it out top now for Vitale. She gave it up to Garavaglia, and her shot is blocked. White the other way gets the long pass. Little hook shot off to the side of the basket, and that's off the side of the backboard. Chippewa Valley will get a rebound here. And Garavaglia will bring it up. Garavaglia gets to the free throw line. She's going to fire from there, and that's right down the middle. She's got all four of their points. It's 8-4. Huskies trying to get a quick one at the other end for Sarah White. Fires, goes down, and pops back out. Rebounded by Wachowski. Wachowski's going to run it up herself. And now stops to give it up to Garavaglia. Garavaglia, right-hand dribble to the elbow, and then is forced back by Ali Shagney. Goes to the left hand. Bounce pass inside. Missing over the basket was Vitale, though, and a rebound this time by Riley Shagney to Allie to Adair. Bounce pass Coppinger, cutting down the lane, and she'll lay it up and in. 10-4 Huskies, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Garavaglia bringing it up. Off on the wing now, she goes to Vermiglio, and then back into the corner. It's batted out of bounds. It's going to stay with Chippewa Valley here. And Northern will get some subs in. We'll get Camille Keyes and Zoe Klink into the game. Inbounded to Vitale. Gives it up now for Vermiglio. Vermiglio attacks baseline, then kicks it back out top. They get it to Wachowski. Wachowski from the elbow fires one, and that rattles home. Abby Wachowski with a nice shot. 10-6. Northern by four. Keys leaves it off for Adair. Out top for three. That won't go off the heel. Rebounded by Vitale. And now they'll get it ahead quickly to Dixon in the post. Trying to score over White. Can't do it. Sarah will track down the loose basketball and come back the other way. Gives it up to Adair. 2:05 to go in the first. 10-6 Northern. Keys left wing back out straight away to Adair. Gives it back now to Keys on the left wing. Passes up on the shot. Now this time she's going to try a three, and it's right down the middle. Didn't take it the first time they left her open there, but when they gave it right back to her, she took it that time. 13-6 now for the Huskies. Losing the basketball on the deck was Garavaglia, and we'll get a tie-up. It's going to be Chippewa Valley's ball here. They're having a problem with the possession arrow here at the scorer's table. So we've got to go by what's on the scoreboard. They get it into Dixon, trying to work around White out in front of the basket, made a couple of moves, and drew a foul, and we'll get two shots here. Sydney DeLong, who just checked in for Northern, picked up the foul. So Dixon will send the first free throw and make it. That'll make it 13-7 Northern. 90 seconds to go here in the first. Dixon's second free throw right down the middle. So she got them both. It's a 5-point game, 13-8 Northern. Adair lobs across for Klink, gives it up for Keys. Swings it back around to Adair. Now to the free throw line, White gives it up. Klink to Keys. Left wing to Adair. Back to Keys out top. Back to Adair. She's open for the three. This time fires a little long. Klink with the rebound in the corner, though. Back to Keys. Now free throw line. It goes to White. She'll back out a bit. Give it back up to Keys, and they'll reset again. Under a minute to go now in the first. Adair, left wing, goes back to Keys. She's going to try a long three from out top. No. And we've got a whistle. The ball went out of bounds. We're going to get a push against Sydney DeLong, so she hasn't been in the game for about a minute and has two fouls. 54 seconds to go here in the quarter. This is a big trip here for the Big Reds. We'll get it into the corner to Vidal. A lob inside, but she took an extra step and will get called for traveling. We've got Vidal and Carter into the game now for Chippewa Valley. So they went to the bench. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. DeLong gives it up to Klink. Now off on the right wing to Adair. Got under the basket but gave it up. Here's White out of the left wing corner for three, a little strong. Rebounded by Carter. Gives it up to Vidal. 20 seconds to go in the quarter as Vidal gets her way up across the timeline. Gives it off now for Vermiglio. Shot from out top by Vermiglio, won't go. Rebounded by DeLong, they'll get it ahead. Keys for White, and the pass was too hot to handle. And it's out of bounds with 5 seconds to go. Chippewa Valley will inbound under their own basket. They'll get it in, Vidal will fire it ahead. Vermiglio's got to shoot it now, fires it, and just off the rim at the buzzer. The three won't go, and the Huskies lead it by five after one. It's Northern 13, Chippewa Valley 8. Let's take a break. Listen to the girls' high school basketball playoffs on WPHM. All right, welcome back here to Dakota High School. Dennis Stuckey with you. Northern's ball to start the second, but they'll lose it out of bounds, trying to get the ball down into the post. They lead it by five, 13-8. Sarah White with 5 points, led all scorers in the first quarter. The other way now, Garavaglia. trying to get inside, and it's swatted out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with Chippewa Valley. And Garavaglia will inbound it for Dixon. Now to Garavaglia back in the corner for three. Won't go. Tapped around, and Keyes will get the rebound. Now Camille running it the other way. Gives it up to Allie Shagney to Riley Shagney. Spots up top for three. Long off the heel. Long rebound in the corner. Hustled down by Vidal. She'll give it up, and here comes Garavaglia the other way. Gets a screen from Dixon out top. Now they try pick and roll. That's batted away by Coppinger. And then Coppinger steals the pass inside from Vidal, trying to get it back into Dixon. And the Huskies will bring it back the other way. White, right wing, long three, and it's through. Eight for Sarah White on a long triple that time. 16-8, Northern by eight. 6:46 to go in the half. Garavaglia off in the right wing corner trying to cut inside, and White reached in and stripped it away from her as she came by. Now White on the run with Keyes, going to stop and pop and drain one from 8 feet. Sarah White with 10, and it's 18-8 Northern early in the second quarter. Ah, Wachowski into the corner for Garavaglia, and she lost it. Got out of her hands and dribbles out of bounds. Northern basketball. And we're going to get a Chippewa Valley timeout. Huskies have scored the first five here in the second quarter, all from Sarah White, who has 10 points in the ballgame now. She had the first 5 points of the first quarter, and now the first 5 points of this quarter. Keyes and Shagney with three. The Huskies have knocked down three triples already in the game. Sydney Coppinger also with a basket. Garavaglia has 4 points for Chippewa Valley, and Wachowski and Dixon have two each. Not many fouls yet in the ball game. Hopefully I didn't just jinx it. Two against Northern, just one against Chippewa Valley. Second game tonight's between St. Clair Shores Lakeview and Utica, and the winner of that game plays the winner of this game on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the regional championship. And if Northern is there, we will be there. St. Clair's playing Goodrich tonight. Croslex is playing Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. That's at the regional at Detroit Country Day. New Haven and Brown City have games tonight in Marlette. And Deckerville has a game tonight in Kingston in regional action. Here's Keyes coming down the lane, but she took a step without dribbling and will get called for traveling. Vermiglio will inbound it, and Vidal will bring it up, and she's met by Keyes. Keyes pressuring, trying to knock the ball away. Steal by White now. White trying to beat Vidal down the court. Vidal snuck in there and stole the ball away again. So little helter-skelter right now. Pass inside. Blocked into the hands of Dixon. She misses the shot out in front, though. Rebounded by Riley Shagney to Allie Shagney to White. Back to Riley, and now over to Allie. Right wing three, and that's right down the middle. Another Northern three-pointer. They've made four here in the first half. 21-8 Huskies. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Dixon out top, gives it up to Vidal. Guarded by Keyes, gives it up for Dixon. Dixon now for Vital. To Vidal. Now she'll give it up. This is Vermiglio. Over for Vidal again out top. Now for Dixon. Kind of slow motion offense here by Chippewa Valley. Vital has it. Now for Wachowski. Wachowski will give it up to Vidal and then back to Wachowski. Guarded by Allie Shagney. Gets to the free throw line. Pass inside block. Came right back to her. Gives it up for Dixon at the elbow. Tried to send it inside for Vital off her shoulder. Coppinger's got it up ahead for Keyes. Keyes underneath the basket, can't shoot it, gives it up now. Allie Shagney will fire a long deuce and drain it. 5 for Allie Shagney, 23-8 Northern. 4:25 to play here in the first half. Now Wachowski's got it at the free throw line, trying to spin away from Allie Shagney. Fires a left-hander from the elbow that won't go. Rebounded by Coppinger. Up ahead for Keyes. Keyes will race it up and then back it out. Halfway through the second quarter, Northern leads by 15. Keyes, one-on-one to the basket. Nice dump off to Coppinger. And she'll just kiss it off the glass and score it. 25-8 Huskies, they lead by 17. Here's Vidal to the free throw line, and we got a foul called here. They're going to call Allie Shagney on the foul. Sarah White will take a breather. She's got 10 points. Adair is back into the game for Northern. Garavaglia gets in front of the basket, fires one up. That won't go. Stick back will finally roll down there as Vitale scores. That'll make it 25-10, cut it back to 15. Now here's Keyes, left wing corner. She's going to try a three. That's over the basket. Riley Shagney chases down the rebound in the right wing corner. Allie Shagney out top for Keyes. Keyes sends it off on the left wing now to Adair. Back out top, Allie Shagney, lob into the post, intended for Coppinger, but she threw it over her head, not a bounds. Now Sydney DeLong is going to check in. They're going to arrest Allie Shagney. Here comes Zoe Klink now. And Riley Shagney will take a breather. 3 minutes to go until halftime. Huskies by 15 right now, 25-10. And stepping out of bounds was Garavaglia. She just lost where she was at on the court. Coming up this near sideline. She almost dribbled right into the Husky bench. Oh, well, they called a foul there. So apparently she was pushed into the Husky bench. Vidal out top. Swinging it around now for Vermiglio. Gives it up at the free throw line. Dixon down the lane. Will get to the basket and lay it up and lay it in. 25-12. They've cut it back to 13 with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Zoe Klink out top to the free throw line. Gives it up to DeLong, and she'll send it back out top to Keyes. Gives it up now for Adair. And then back to Keyes. She'll get down the lane. Underhand scoop is blocked. And ends up in the hands of Dixon. She'll give it up quickly. Here comes Garavaglia racing the other way. Off on the wing, Vermiglia for three, and that's over the basket. Right into the hands of Adair, and she'll fire it the other way. Here's DeLong leading the rush. Nice pass to Coppinger. Oh, she blows the layup. Rebounded by Vitale, and they'll get it ahead now. Back to Vitale. Kicks it off into the corner to Vidal. Now back across it goes to Vermiglia. She'll fire off the glass and score it. So it's 25-14. 1:35 to go until halftime. A little bit of a run by Chippewa Valley. They've scored 6 straight points. Keyes gives it up to Adair. Adair gets to the free throw line and gets called for a travel. Northern was cruising just a second ago, but now 3 straight baskets by Chippewa Valley, and they get the ball back here with 1:20 to go in the half, down 25-14. They can get it back to single digits with a bucket here. They'll try for 3, but the shot by Garavaglia won't go. Rebounded by Northern. Here's DeLong the other way. Back out top to Adair, gives it up to Keyes. Minute to go here in the first half. Keyes forced back away from the basket by Garavaglia. Now Keyes will spin away, hands it off to Klink. Off on the wing for DeLong, back to Klink in the post. tried to work out in front. A lot of contact, nothing called, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Northern basketball. 45 seconds to go. Clink will trigger. Lobs it in for White. White trying to back Dixon down. Fires out in front. That one won't go. Rebounded by Garavaglia. Now she'll try a three-pointer from up top. That's off the front of the rim. Keys tracks down the rebound. 25 seconds to go in the half. Very scrambly play right now. 20 seconds to go as Keys takes a look at the situation. And it's just going to hold it out top. 10 seconds to go. 8 seconds to go. Keys gets a screen from White, then gives it to her. 3 seconds to do. 2 seconds. Clink for 3 at the buzzer, and it's short. And at the half, it's Northern 25, Chippewa Valley 14. We'll be back to tell you about it in just a moment. You're listening to girls high school basketball playoff action on AM 1380 WPHM. All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at the leading scorers in this one. Chippewa Valley got 6 from Garavaglia, 4 from Dixon, and 2 each from Vital and Wachowski for their 14 points in the first half. Sarah White had 10, the first 5 of the first quarter and the first 5 points in the second quarter. Allie Shagney with 5 points, Sydney Coppinger 4 points, 3 points each for Keys and Riley Shagney. And Northern, who didn't really shoot lights out at Lance Cruz North from 3-point land, were pretty hot in the first half. They knocked down 4 3-pointers with Keys, White, and both Shagneys hitting 1 each. So 25-14 is your score. Northern has the lead. We are at halftime, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to the Girls High School Basketball Regional Playoffs on AM 1380 WPHM. Winner of this game will be back here Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and if it's Port Huron Northern, we'll be here for the game. The other side of the bracket in this regional has Utica going up against St. Clair Shores Lakeview. That game coming up around 7 o'clock this evening here at Dakota. At the break right now, it's Port Huron Northern 25, Chippewa Valley 14, and we'll be back with the third quarter next. You're listening to the Girls High School Basketball Playoffs on AM 1380 WPHM. All right, welcome back here to Dakota High School. Chippewa Valley's basketball to start the third quarter. And they will get it inbounded and go to work inside to Dixon. Lots of contact there. I think they're going to call Coppinger for the foul. And they'll get Emily Dixon to the free throw line to shoot 2 here. Dixon drains the first free throw. 5 points for her, and it's a 10-point Northern lead, 25-15. Second one on the way, rattles home. 4 of Dixon's 6 have come from the free throw line. 25-16. A 17-point lead has been whittled down to 9 here in the opening seconds of this third quarter. White looking to attack baseline on the left wing. Got cut off, so they'll send it back out top to Allie Shagney. Back to White left wing. Out top, Coppinger, room down the lane, gets to the basket, contact there, no call. And the loose ball picked up by the Big Reds. Garavaglia trying to get down the lane, fires off the glass and scores. She's got 8. It's a 7-point Northern lead all of a sudden. Last 10 points to Chippewa Valley. Coppinger trying to change that, gets inside, scoops and scores. 27-18. Opening minute of the third quarter, Northern with a 9-point lead here. Long 3-point try is going to be short and go out of bounds. As Vermiglio didn't get much behind that one. Low line driver that went right out of bounds. Huskies basketball trying to reestablish themselves here. They coasted for most of that first half. Riley Shagney out top. Lobbing inside for a cutting White, and she'll be grabbed on the floor. And that'll be a foul against Vitale. They'll inbound it to White off to the side of the basket, and she'll fire off the glass and score. 12 for Sarah White, 29-18. Huskies back up by 11, 6.5 to go here in the third. Here's Dixon from the free throw line firing long off the heel. Offensive rebound, though. They get it back out to Vermiglio for a three. That won't go. Rebounded by White this time. She'll give it up for Ali Shagney. For Adair. Madison Adair being guarded by Wachowski. Gives it up for White. White trying to get inside on the baseline. Shot short. Rebounded by Coppinger. Stick back won't go. White with a stick back try, and she'll be fouled. Coppinger did a really nice job sneaking in there for a board, and her shot did everything but go in. Coppinger drains the first free throw, White. It's 13 for Sarah. She's got another free throw coming. 30-18 Northern. And that one rattles, won't go. Dixon gets the rebound. Gives it up to Wachowski, and she'll give it up to Garavaglia. Garavaglia now out top. She's going to try a three. That's off the mark and rebounded by Ali Shagney. Tied up by Dixon. And they're going to give the ball to Northern. Here's Madison Adair. Bringing it up and pulling it out now. 30-18, Northern with the lead. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Adair will give it up now for Riley Shagney. Now for White, off on the left wing. Coppinger wants it in the post. They just can't get it in there to her right now. So White will try it from the right wing side for Adair. Slashing to the free throw line, hands it off. Ali Shagney, and she'll be grabbed. And that'll be a Chippewa Valley foul. Brissa Vidal will check back into the game. White will get it into Madison Adair. Now for Ali Shagney. And back to Adair. Excuse me. Rather inopportune time to have a sneezing fit. Here's Coppinger out top. She's going to try to work her way down the lane. Ran into some traffic and got called for traveling. 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. This has been kind of a slog fest. This is a hard game to describe. Nearly a carry there by Vidal. Gives it up to Wachowski. She lost it on the deck. It just fell out of her hands and into the hands of Riley Shagney, who runs it back the other way for Northern. Wanted to go back to White, and it hit somebody in the head and bounced out of bounds. Going to stay with Northern. White will trigger on the far sideline. Got it into Riley Shagney. Goes back to White. Out top to Ali Shagney, and she'll hand it off to Madison Adair. We'll bounce it over to Coppinger. And who goes to Riley Shagney up top for three. That's off the mark. And Vidal had the rebound. Her pass blocked right back to her by Adair. Now Vidal has to hustle it up. She's going to go right to the basket and lay it up and lay it in. Wow. For a second, she was in trouble of a 10-second backcourt violation. And then she was up the court and scored. Quick pass ahead, and Sydney Coppinger is going to get an easy layup. She's got eight. It's 32-20. Northern by 12 with 3.5 to go here in the third. Left wing corner now, Wachowski. Dribbles to the elbow, fires from there, no. Rebound Vidal, gave it to Wachowski and then got it back. Sends it off now to Vermiglio. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Open, fires and scores. First bucket for Marissa Vermiglio. Now another lob ahead to Coppinger. Trying to get loose, kicks it back out. White didn't have a shot this time, so goes to Riley Shagney. Now to Allie Shagney, gives it up to Adair, to Riley, and then to White on the left wing. Goes all the way back across the court to Madison Adair. Then all the way back across to White. She'll sling a three up there. That won't go. Rebounded by Wachowski. Gives it up to Vidal. Vidal now trying to get inside. Cut off by Adair. They're going to call Madison for a foul. 2:42 to play here in the third. We've already had as many fouls in this quarter as we had in the whole first half, two teams combined. Three against Chippewa Valley, two against Northern. Going to get a timeout called here by Chippewa Valley. 30-second timeout here. Couple of reminders for you. New Haven's got its quarterfinal game in the boys' playoffs tomorrow night. They go to Ortonville Brandon to play that game at 7 o'clock against Harper Woods Chandler Park. The two teams combined are 44-1 this year. That should be a good one. It'll be a good one over at the Fieldhouse tomorrow night. The SC4 Fieldhouse is hosting a quarterfinal, and it's Flint Beecher.
Let's go Blue!
In that one against Detroit Edison. I think it's Beecher is the defending champ, or Edison is? One of them's the defending champ, and the winner of that game could well go on to win another state championship this year. So check that out at 7 o'clock over at the Fieldhouse tomorrow evening. A boys high school basketball quarterfinal game. All right, Carter back into the ball game for Chippewa Valley, has the ball out top, hands it off to Garavaglio. Garavaglio dribbled it down into the corner, now dribbles it all the way back out top. Lob inside for Dixon, tough catch, missed the shot, but drew the foul and will get back to the free throw line, where she has looked very good so far this evening. Drained the first one. Didn't even touch the rims. 7 points, five from the free throw line. I'm trying to jinx her. She's 5 out of 5 tonight. Rattle it home. 8 points, six from the line. 32-24, it's an 8-point game. Northern with the lead and with the ball. Pass off on the wing for Allie Shagney, deflected out of bounds by Garavaglia. Sarah White will inbound in front of her own bench. Gets it in for Riley Shagney. Now a lob across for Keys. Backs it up, going to try a three from the left wing. That's a little long, but White gets the rebound underneath. Takes it back to the basket. Boy, she got hammered. No call, shot won't go. They'll try to trap Vidal, and she'll dribble the ball on the sideline out of bounds and turn it over. So Huskies basketball on the far sideline. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Keys, and she'll walk it back up. Give it off now to White, attacking baseline on the left side. Spinning hook won't go. Rebound tapped out by Riley Shagney. Still on the deck. Scramble for it. We'll get a tie up. And it's going to be Chippewa Valley basketball. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Garavaglia trying to get inside. Fires a wild shot and it goes off the window. That's 10 for Garavaglia. And it's a 6-point game all of a sudden. Just kind of sleepily, Chippewa Valley has worked their way back into this one from 17 down. White will hand it off to Adair. Gives it up to Keys. A minute to go in the quarter. 32-26 Huskies. Adair backs it up a little bit. Hands it off to Riley Shagney. Gets to the free throw line. To a cutting Allie Shagney baseline. Lays it up and lays it in. Hung there for a second. But that's seven for Allie. 34-26 Northern. 35 seconds to go on the third. Vidal gives it up to Vermiglio. Gets to the elbow, fires from there. Long off the elbow. Long rebound, battled for, and we'll get another tie-up. And this will be Husky basketball. 24 seconds to go on the third. Big possession here. Northern can go back up by 10 or more. They'll get it to Sarah White. She's going to try a three-pointer off the right wing. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Carter. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Carter still trapped in the backcourt, nearly threw that ball away. Then she did. Allie Shagney's got it. Gives it up for Riley Shagney. 3 seconds to shoot. Allie Shagney trying to go to Keys. They're not going to get a shot off. 34-26 Northern after three. Let's take a break. Listen to Girls High School Basketball Playoffs on AM 1380 WPHM. Time now for the fourth quarter. Since their 25-8 lead, Northern's actually been outscored 18-9, and they lead now by 8 as we enter the fourth. Chippewa Valley with the basketball. Pass into the post for Carter, and we'll get another tie-up, and it'll be Huskies basketball. Confusion there. Chippewa Valley girl was going to sneak in there and take the inbound. And the Northern bench says, no, it's our ball. Allie Shagney's got it. She'll bring it up. Off on the wing to Adair and then out top Riley Shagney. Thought about the shot but passes up on it and gives it to Keys. Camille Keys goes back to Riley Shagney. Now to a cutting White. Got behind her defender Vital. Lays it up and lays it in and draws the foul. 15 for Sarah White, and she's headed to the free throw line. Northern up 10, 36-26. So White to the line here to shoot one. And too strong off the heel. Long rebound, and somehow Wachowski came up with that basketball. Now Garavaglia off on the right wing. Trying to drive baseline, got under the basket, sends it left wing. Wachowski to the elbow, Dixon fires from there. Off the heel, no. Carter lost the rebound, Riley Shagney comes away with it. For Keys, now to White. White finds Adair on the right wing, and she'll dribble it back out top. Minute gone by here in the fourth. Northern by 10. Inside now, it's White. Shot won't go. Rebound picked up by Wachowski. Now Wachowski cut off by Adair. Gives it up for Garavaglia. She'll hold out top. Goes to Vidal on the right wing. Vidal gets to the free throw line. Open. Garavaglia off the left wing for three. No. Rebound tapped out by Riley Shagney to Keys. Now Keys is on the run the other way. Lob pass for Adair, and she couldn't handle it. It's out of bounds. Northern turns it over. 6:33 to go here in the fourth. Huskies lead it by 10, 36-26, and they're going to take a timeout here. 30-second timeout coming up here for Port Huron Northern. This is the first timeout that they've used in the ball game. They have four remaining, three remaining for Chippewa Valley. Chippewa Valley played in the MAC Blue, and they came into tonight's game with a 10-13 record. So they had a losing record and were able to win their district. It's not how many you win, it's when you start playing well and win them. And they won two playoff games to get here. Northern had to win three to win their district. They got that done. Beating Dakota along the way, by the way. Last Wednesday they beat Dakota. at the district at Lance Cruz North, and the regional is here at Dakota, and I'm sure the Cougars are disappointed that they are not here on their home court. Now we got some water on the floor. So I'll have to swipe that up before we can get it going again. 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Northern with a 10-point lead. If they win, they're back here on Wednesday night for the regional championship game. Winner of regionals moves on to quarterfinals, which for the ladies will be on the 19th. Wachowski's got it on the left wing. In the deep left wing corner, Garavaglia for three, a little long off the rim. Rebounded by Allie Shagney. Lobs ahead quickly to White. White shakes the defender, gets to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and scores it. 17 for Sarah White for the fourth straight game. A model of consistency, and she's going to probably finish with more than 17 tonight. There's still 6 minutes to go. Wachowski for a three out of the right wing corner is short. Adair rebounds. Up ahead, Riley Shagney to White. White attacking against Carter off to the side of the basket. Missed. Rebounded this time by Dixon. And they'll let Garavaglia bring it up on the wing for Vidal. Vidal dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it to Garavaglia in the left wing corner. Brought it back out top. Pass picked off by Riley Shagney, but she can't save it. It'll get out of bounds. And Chippewa Valley will get the ball back. They'll get Mametovic into the ball game for the first time. I was kind of hoping I'd make it the whole night without her playing. Mametovic will throw it in to Garavaglia, because that wasn't tough enough to save. Now back to Mametovic. Lobs it over to Vermiglio, who gives it up to Garavaglia. And anytime they want to give the ball to Dixon, I'll be happy. There she was in the post, but it's swatted away. And Allie Shagney gives it up to Coppinger. Now for Riley Shagney, and then back to Allie. And now finally Adair will set things up top here for the Huskies. Just under five to go here in the fourth. They lead it by 12. Allie Shagney lobs inside for a cutting Adair. Broken up and batted out of bounds by Vidal. White will trigger off to the side of the Chippewa Valley basket. Gets it into Coppinger. Out top for Adair. Now across on the left wing for Riley Shagney. And away from the ball, we've got a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call Vermiglio for a hold, it looks like. .439 to go here in the fourth. They'll inbound White right under the basket, and she'll lay it up and lay it in. 19 for Sarah White. 40-26, Northern back up 14. Feeling a little more comfortable at the moment. Vermiglio with a long two, and that's off the glass and in. And that will make it 40-28. Timeout, Chippewa Valley. White has 19, Coppinger has 8, Allie Shagney was 7. 3 each for Riley Shagney and Camille Keys. Northern made 4 three-pointers in the first half. They've not made one here in the second half. They've led by as many as 17, and they currently have a 12-point lead. Garavaglia has 10 points, Dixon has 8. 4 for Vermiglio after that last hoop, and 2 each for Wacharski, Vidal, and Vital. Chippewa Valley has not made a three in the game. They have 6 points in free throws, all from the same player, Dixon. Northern has made 2 free throws in the game, White both times. Riley Shagney for 3, straight up top, that won't go, but White sneaks in for the rebound. Ooh, missed the stick back, but drew the foul. So Sarah White to the line to shoot 2 here. That's 6 team fouls against Chippewa Valley, so the next one We'll put the Huskies in the bonus. And White with the free throw has 20 points on the night. 41-28 is your score. Second one won't go. Rebounded by Dixon. Gives it up for Garavaglia. Garavaglia on the run into the corner. Mametovic fires for three, and it's through. 41-31. That's the Big Reds' first three-pointer. Where they've been hiding her? Adair. Off now for Allie Shagney. Got to the free throw line, down the lane, and it's going to get called for traveling. They're going to get Garavaglio a breather and bring Wachowski back into the game. And then we're going to get a timeout called here by Northern. 3:46 to go here in the fourth. Huskies lead by 10, 41-31. Every time I think they've got this thing just about locked up, it gets a little closer than you'd like it to be.
Your home for local play-by-play sports is on WPHM.net and 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
That's where we are tonight, and we're hanging out at Dakota High School for game one of the regionals in girls basketball, Division I. Port Huron Northern has a 10-point lead in this one, 41-31 with 3:46 to go in the fourth. Chippewa Valley basketball. Huskies got the starters back in. Adair, both Shagney's, Coppinger, and White. Vermiglio tried to force one inside to Dixon, and Coppinger picked it off. Gives it up to Allie Shagney, now ahead to White. Cross court, it goes to Adair, and now to Riley Shagney out top. Gives it back to Adair. Trying to shake away from Vidal. Gives it off to Coppinger, now into the post to Riley Shagney. Makes the move to the basket, splits two defenders, lays it up and lays it in. Five for Riley. 43-31 Huskies, 3:05 to go. Medvedev off the left wing for three, right down the middle. How do they not have her in earlier? Two for two. Coppinger, cherry picking at the other end, gets the easy scoop and score. 10 for Sydney. 45-34 after the latest exchange. Medvedev has come off the bench, taking 2 3-point shots, one from each side, and buried them both. Blocked from behind by White as Dixon tried to score. Up ahead of Dare now. Bumped on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay with Northern. Shagney will inbound. Oh, they fell asleep. White blew the layup. Got her own rebound, though, and will flip it up and in. 22 for Sarah White. 47-34 Northern by 13 here. Off on the wing, Wachowski gives it up to Vital. Now for Vermiglio, another long two. That one off the mark, and it's saved inbounds, but right to Riley Shagney. She gets it to Adair, fires ahead for White. White now is called for traveling. Again, a lot of contact there. And the call is to travel against Sarah White. 2:08 to go. 13-point Northern lead. Garavaglia gives it up for Mimedovic. This time she's going to drive inside. Fires short off the glass. Rebounded by Coppinger. Gives it up for Riley Shagney. Gives it up for Sarah White on the left wing. And then back out top to Adair. Now run a little clock here. Next Chippewa Valley foul puts Northern in the bonus. Riley Shagney holding it out top. Vermiglia will come up and attack. Riley Shagney will hand it off finally to Adair. Wachowski is on her. Adair continues to move it around. It's forced out nearly to midcourt. Then finally gets it to Riley Shagney, to Allie Shagney. White down low off the glass and scores it. 24 for Sarah White, 49-34, and that should be the final dagger. Chippewa Valley is going to take timeout here with 1:08 to go here in the fourth. .24 for Sarah White, 10 for Sydney Coppinger. They're the Huskies in double digits. Garavaglia has 10. She's the only player for the Chippewa Valley Big Reds in double figures, though Dixon has 8. And again, Medmedovic did not get off the bench until here in the fourth quarter. And they put her in, and on the first two times down the court, she fired a 3 from the right wing and 1 from the left wing and drained them both. And made this one interesting again for a few seconds, but the Huskies have had the answers when they've needed them. And they hold a 15-point lead now with 1:08 to go. We'll get to Emily Scott into the game for Chippewa Valley for the first time. Vidal out at midcourt, gives it up to Scott. Now for Vital. Back out top, Vermiglio now into the post. It goes to Dixon. Shot blocked by Coppinger. Huskies come away with it. Allie Shagney dribbles it back the other way and gives it up to Riley Shagney and then gets it back. They'll hold it out top and run clock, 45 seconds to go. Into the corner it goes to White. Back out top to Adair. Chippewa Valley finally will come up and foul. Wachowski wraps her hands around Madison Adair with 34 seconds to go, and Madison will shoot the 1-1. Look at Wachowski back in, and Dixon will check out and get a hand. Northern will get Klink and DeLong into the game. And get the Shagneys a rest and an applause. Adair missed the free throw. Vidal brings it up for Wachowski. Now for Vital in the post. Kicks it back out to Vidal. 23 seconds to go. And Vidal gets called for a double dribble going to the basket. Klink will inbound it for Adair, and it was batted out of bounds off of Scott. So the Huskies will keep it with 20.6 seconds to go on this one. They'll be back here Wednesday night to play in the regional final against either Lakeview or Utica. Their game coming up at 7 tonight. Adair into the corner for DeLong. Back up top to Adair. Chippewa Valley not fouling. So the Huskies will run out the clock here and win the ball game by a final score of 49-34. 3 points for Camille Keys. 24 a game high for Sarah White. 7 points for Allie Shagney, 5 for Riley Shagney, and 10 points for Sydney Coppinger tonight as Northern picks up the victory, their 16th win of the season, their fourth straight here in the playoffs, and they're a win away from advancing to the state quarterfinals next week. They'll be back here Wednesday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip, so we'll be on the air at 6 o'clock here on WPHM for that game, as the Huskies will be taking on either Lakeview or Utica, their game coming up later this evening. Once again, the final score here in this one, the opening game of regionals, Port Huron Northern 49, Chippewa Valley 34. You've been listening to girls high school basketball on AM 1380, WPHM, and WPHM.net.